General Atemma Rolbiar, Director General for Civil Registry, Nationality, Passport and Immigration at South Sudan's Ministry of Interior says some of the Ethiopians and Eritreans were detained at Kololo over the weekend. Biar says some of the immigrants entered South Sudan through Paloch and proceeded to Juba where they were apprehended.
We received 10 people from Paloch. They were put in the plane by the people who are there, and we are still investigate who are the people who put them in post into the plane. They arrive here, we capture them, they are now in Kololo. So we have planned that, we have decided as a directorate to deport them back.
General Biar says another 13 foreigners arriving on a flight from Bentiu were also detained at Juba International Airport and awaiting deportation.
We received 13 from Bentiu. In the same scenario, they were put on the plane by force. They are now in the jail. We'll plan their deportation back to where they will go.
South Sudan security officials say the country has a major transit point for migrants from the Horn of Africa seeking to start a new life. A 27-year-old Eritrean woman who prefers to remain anonymous for security reasons is among those facing deportation. She says she fled her country and sought refuge in Sudan. She admitted traveling to South Sudan illegally due to what she calls difficult procedures for obtaining refugee status in Sudan.
I came to Sudan and then I tried to take refugee card and everything there, but since the condition of Sudan, it was not possible these days. So I have to come here. And I came here, but this thing happened. Everything is illegally because you cannot take a passport legally. It takes time. Even in Sudan, I tried to, but it takes lots of time.
Biar says immigration officers have encountered illegal migrants from Sudan, Eritrea, or Ethiopia who arrived in South Sudan without proper documentation. The Eritrean woman says she is looking for better opportunities in South Sudan.
We were about 10, I think. Me and that lady and the others, there were some. We want to seek a refugee and then we want to have a better life. I mean to work, at least to have studies. That's why we all came here. Everybody wants to work or to learn or to reunite with the family who lives here. We were up to 10 people. We came illegally. But when we reached there, I thought it was free. I thought it was okay, but they took us here. Please, I don't want to talk politics. Okay. I know we are in trouble, but sorry.
Biar advised aviation authorities in Juba to adhere to immigration procedures regulating entry into South Sudan.
If a plane came with the people again, I direct them. The same plane must take that people back to where they were actually came from. So that one must be order, because we cannot continue to receive people who does not have a document from different countries. It will make our country to be the risk country, because we don't know why the reason they don't have a document. And the person who does not have a document from his own country, he's not a good person.
He warned immigration officials not to help people who do not have valid entry documents. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.